fresh vegetables unloaded into the office of a local charity in the coastal town of Samutsakon. The food is a lifeline for more than 10,000 migrant workers who've lost jobs in the seafood industry because of the COVID-19 crisis. But the charity relies on donations, mainly from overseas, and that will become almost impossible to manage under the new law.
The law will not allow organizations founded by migrants to be registered. We worry if it becomes law, how will our NGOs founded by migrants survive?
International sanctions were placed on Thailand's fishing industry in 2015. As well as illegal fishing, non-governmental organizations or NGOs had exposed appalling working practices such as trafficked labor and slavery on fishing boats. The government has initiated reforms, but similar exposés would be illegal under the draft law. The new legislation would also allow the Thai government to scrutinize sensitive records and communications of organizations based in Thailand but operating in authoritarian regimes in the region.
Amongst the countries nearby, Myanmar, Cambodia, Vietnam and Laos, they do not have a lot of civil society and international organizations such in Bangkok. But we are going to be next Cambodia very soon.
In the past 18 months, there have been frequent protests against the government and the monarchy. But attempts to arrest and jail the leaders have in some cases been frustrated by organizations representing their legal and constitutional rights. The former generals that lead the government have made no secret of their disdain for such organizations and their desire for more control. Nonetheless, critics say the current draft is far too broad.
Even basic humanitarian work could be threatened by this new law. The organisers of these food donations for those people affected by the COVID-19 downturn are concerned they could be shut down because their work could be perceived to show Thailand and the government in a bad light.
For many who live on the margins of society, such as the homeless, NGOs are providing help where there's no government aid.
This is a clear violation of our rights. Our work is for the greater good and the people, and only society will judge us.
Even if the government's persuaded to make substantial revisions to its NGO law, it's likely to be keeping a much closer eye on organizations such as this. Tony Cheng, Al Jazeera, Bangkok.